if patients are really lymph node positive, a lot of times these patients between ages of 40 and 59 end up with chemotherapy. That's loss of work, expense to healthcare system, emotional distress to patient and family.
Why have someone wait if you can detect it early and avoid
a
lot of
problems? Yes, and avoid a lot of problems. So as a breast cancer physician, would I rather detect them early and cure them early? Yes, I would.
The other thing, though, about saying that with better treatments, it's less important to find cancers early, doesn't that imply, though, that the better treatments worked effectively on every patient every time?
You know, it's very interesting. Paradigm is shifting in breast cancers. Breast cancer used to be less aggressive, but we are detecting more subtypes of breast cancer as we have made advances, which don't respond the way that we want them to respond. The biology of cancer, meaning the way the cancer spreads, the way the cancer behaves, unpredictable. And the responses to treatment are unpredictable. Yes, we have made huge advances to the point where we are not seeing any differences in mortality on a single trial, but it doesn't apply to every single patient.
Every case is individual.
Every case is very individual, and that should determine how frequently we need to monitor and how frequently we need to treat them.
What are you telling your patients then? I'm certain you hear so much in the news about this report said this about mammograms, that report said that, and they must have questions. So what do you tell them when they ask, should I have one or not, or how often?
Every study has to be taken with a grain of salt. This is just one trial. Mm-hmm. And the American Society of Clinical Oncology will probably come up with guidelines. But if you ask any breast cancer oncologist, like myself, we would not change our practice patterns based on this. Yes, mammography can lead to overdiagnosis. The calcifications in the breast, where we are trying to find the precancerous lesion, sometimes is not as clear-cut and leads to more biopsies than what we need. But we have patients cured, patients living 10 years beyond. We have patients living 5 years and beyond, even with metastatic disease, but that is from progress.
Are there effective alternative screening tools for breast cancer?
No single test is perfect. So we use a combination of self-exam, the clinician exam, the mammography, and the MRI if needed, along with biopsies, depending on what we find on mammography to detect cancers.
So what is the current recommendation then for getting mammograms?
Annual mammography starting age 40. And one mammogram between the age of 35 and 40 if you are at higher risks. If there is a family history of breast cancer, we would start much earlier. If, you know, there are hereditary breast cancers, including the BRCA, the breast cancer gene, the BRCA gene 1 and 2, which puts you at a risk of breast cancer at 50 to 80%.
But I was curious whether there are some people maybe who over time maybe don't need to have it every year, since every case is individual.
Until we define that population clearly for medical, legal, and other purposes, we would not change recommendations. It's fun and exciting to be an oncologist in this day and age, curing more cancers, empowering women. But it would be a wrong message to send to people to skip mammograms and derail the whole progress that we have had over the last half century.